In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light in all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Be to God. I'd like to spend just a couple of minutes thinking, well, maybe more than a couple of minutes, but thinking about some of the words that we read from the Bible a bit earlier on. So it's quite a passage to have for an all-age service, isn't it? Yeah, but I thought we'd pick one or two things out that maybe we can all latch on to. And now what I'd like to do is just to pick out the idea of light. So first of all, tell me, what do we need lights for in our lives? What do we use lights for? Any ideas? You're all muttering. Put your hands up. Tell me what you need light. What do you need light for?
See things.
To see things. You can't see things when it's dark very easily, can you? No, you need light, don't you? Any other ideas? What else? What other things do we need light for? Yeah? Yeah, light gives us warmth as well, doesn't it? That's a nice idea. Yep. Anyone else? Any other ideas? What do you need light for? That's a good one, isn't it? So we know when it's daytime. Do you have one of those, you know, you have one of those clocks that turns the right color when it's time, when you're allowed to get out of bed? Yeah, I know. You've got one as well. Well, I can never figure out how to make it work for my granddaughter, so we never use it. But it goes blue at night and then it turns yellow when it's time to, when they're allowed to get out of bed. Have you got one? You've got a nightlight. Nightlights. Lights that we have. You see, light is very important to us, isn't it? We need light. Well, let's think about that, because John picks up on this idea of light in that reading that we had. John said that when Jesus was born, way back all that long time ago, first Christmas time, it was like light began to shine into the darkness. You see, the world was so messed up, and I guess the world still is very messed up. And it's like the world is in darkness, and people are looking for something to give them a lead, something to show the way, something so that they can see where to go, something so that they know when the day is coming. People need light. But God looked at the world, and he saw that it was in darkness. And God decided that he would do something to sort that. And so God sent Jesus into the world all those years ago, born in Bethlehem. And the Bible describes Jesus as a light. It was like a special light, born in Bethlehem. And he was coming into the world. And this light came into the world to save people from their sins. And darkness is another word for sin. The Bible describes the darkness that we all live in as sin. And we need something to overcome that sin. So God sent his light into the world. He sent his Son. So let's see what we can find out from what John says about this light. In verse 9 of what we read this morning, it says that Jesus was the true light, the real light. People look in all sorts of places nowadays for light to give them guidance. They pick up on all sorts of ideas, new ways of doing things, different ways of thinking about things, different things that people teach you and say. And they're all a bit like lights for people because they're struggling around in the darkness. But actually, the world is so messed up that people are looking all over the place, but they're looking for the wrong light. They're missing out on the real light. Because Jesus said later on in his life, he said, I am the light of the world. There is only one real light. There is only one true light. All the other light is at best derived. Think about it like this. There's the universe. There's our planet. And you know when you go out at night, you know how when you go out and you look at the stars and then you see the moon and you say, oh, the moon is shining really bright tonight. I love the light of the moon. It's brilliant. I can see things in the light of the moon, especially nowadays since we're too poor to have traffic lights and street lights on our motorways and things. It's nice to have a bit of light around, isn't it? But when we say that, I love the light of the moon, are we being right? Is that right? Does the moon shine light? You see, someone said no. You see, the moon doesn't actually have any light of its own. Where does the moon get its light from? Anybody know where does it come from? You're absolutely right. The moon gets its light from the sun. And the sun shines its light and it reflects onto the moon and it shines down on us. So I like to think about some of the ways we try to find light in our lives a bit like that. We're only getting reflected light. We're all missing out, in danger of missing out, on the real light. And Jesus, born in Bethlehem, is the presence of God's light. Well, secondly, another thing that it also says in that same verse, real light, but he is also everyone's light. Light to everyone. Not just for special people. Not just for good people. Not just for clever people. Not just for older people. Not just for people who are desperately sad and their lives have all gone wrong. No. Jesus' light is for everyone. A bit like, you know, a lighthouse shining out there, warning people about the rocks. You know, that's for smugglers just as much as it is for honest sailors. Smugglers can see that light as well. That light is there for everyone. Whether you take any notice of it is down to you. But the light that Jesus brought into the world is for everyone. Jesus, born in Bethlehem, makes his light available to everyone. And there's more. There's even more, because when we actually turn and follow Jesus, it's like we're meeting God's life light. Light that brings life. In verse 12, it talks about when you turn and follow Jesus, when you actually turn and take note of his light, then something changes, something happens. You are able to become, it says in verse 12, children of God. Children of God. Now that's a very special thing, because children of God have something very special about them. Because children of God are people who have a special life. A life, as Jesus put it later on in John's Gospel, the same Gospel, said, I came so that they can have life, they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than you ever dreamed of. Now, I want that sort of life. I want life that is better and more than I ever dreamed of. Because, you know, we all need light in our lives. But we need to make sure that it's the true light, the real light. Now, why do we need light in our lives? Well, look at it like this. We're all perhaps like seeds in the ground. Yeah? And there's life in those seeds, but there's nothing much happening until the light comes. And then watch what happens. When the light shines on the seeds, my goodness, do they change? Do they not have life in all its fullness? Do they not have life in all its glory? And that's what Jesus wants to give to you and me. When we turn to him and follow him, we get his life light in ourselves, in our lives. But it's not just a head thing, agreeing to follow him. It's more than that. It actually changes you. It's about a completely new relationship. It's about a relationship with God. Do you notice what it said? It said, when you see God's light, you are able to become children of God. And children are part of a family. Children are part of this family, and we have God as our Father. And so, receiving good Jesus into our lives, we're receiving the lifelight. We become members of God's family. And being members of God's family, we have His Spirit living in us to help us. Because it's difficult sometimes following the light. It's difficult sometimes keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. But He gives us the Holy Spirit so that we can live life for Him. That's what it means to have the real light. That's what it means to have His lifelight in you. And of course, that's one of the reasons why we celebrate Christmas today. We remember that Jesus came into the world, the real light, the everyone light, the life light. And we use lights, don't we, to help us to celebrate it. Look at the tree. I switched it off flicker when we were coming in because I thought it might be distracting. But it was flashing and flickering when we came in. Lights. We have lights all over the place, don't we? We have lots of lights. We have lights on our trees. We have lights on our houses. We have lights in our shops. We have lights in our streets. We have lights absolutely everywhere. So many lights. We're so busy celebrating. But you see what's happened? Do you see what's happened? We've actually fallen into a trap. Because we've lost sight of the real light. We've lost sight. We've allowed the Christmas lights and all our celebrating to hide the everyone light. And most importantly, we're missing out on the life light. Please don't let that happen this Christmas. Don't let that happen this Christmas. Don't allow the real light, the everyone light, the real light to be blotted out and lost amongst all the other busyness and celebration. Because what a tragedy it would be if John 1 verse 10 described our Christmas, described us. He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. Don't let that describe your Christmas. May the real light bring God's life light to your Christmas in 2019. Amen.